Hi, I'm Alita Reynolds, and welcome to the Faith Film Fan podcast. Faith Film Fan is the home for the latest movie news, updates, exclusive content, and all the things that you as a Faith Film fan love. Let's talk with Karen Kingsbury about her film, Someone Like You. Karen Kingsbury, you are coming out with your debut film. How excited are you, first of all?
Yes, so excited. I mean, I can't even believe it. It's here. So we're thrilled.
Yeah, Someone Like You comes out April 2nd. And I would love to just help everyone listening know what this film was about. So can you give us an overview and then we'll dig into some fun questions?
Yeah, this is a love story. And a lot of people are saying it's kind of Nicholas Sparks with redemption, you know, that kind of idea. So it's a very deep love story, but it's also about two twin sisters who were separated at the Petri dish as embryos. So Dawson Gage is a young architect. He's in love with his best friend, London, but she's not in love with him. So they have remained friends for about 10 years and it's still worth it to him. You know, he just loves her, but then something tragic happens to her. And in the grief, he learns from her parents that she was an IVF baby, and that there's an extra embryo that they donated, signed off, said they wouldn't come looking for. And that was 20 years ago, 24 years ago. And he says, like, wait, so London has a brother or sister out there? And it becomes a quest for him, a final act of love for his best friend, that he would find this brother or sister and to see whatever happened to the embryo. So states away, a 24-year-old girl, Andy, has no idea that she was adopted as an embryo. And when Dawson comes looking for her, he has no idea what he's going to find. And he finds this girl whose world is rocked by the news. He wants to go about showing her everything about this sister she never knew, but in the process, he never expected to fall in love.
It's so good. I was able to watch the pre-screener of the film and I was just like, okay, what is going to happen here? It was so good. Okay, so you have been a writer, an author for a very long time, award-winning, a major accomplished in that world. And now you're creating films. How did that happen? How did you decide to transition and add in films into what you do?
Well, there have been a number of movies and TV shows made on my books, Hallmark, PureFlix, Sony. And I was always blessed by those. Like, there was always something beautiful about each one, but it was not quite like the story that God put on my heart. So when I go to write a novel, I feel like the Lord puts a movie on my heart and I just get to capture it as best I can for you to read it. Then it should become a movie in your heart, kind of like, you know, but we don't ever really see it. Well, there reached a point 2 years ago, and my husband and I were talking, and for a long time, I felt like God was saying, make your own movie. But like, I don't know how to make a movie. Like, what does that mean? And who would I have to hire? Like, it was out of my scope of understanding at any level. But my husband and I had this conversation, and he put his hands on my shoulders, and he said, I believe in you. And they said, whatever it takes, if we have to sell everything, you should make your own movie. And with his encouragement, we started making big decisions. And by the fall of 22, we were filming.
Wow. What was the biggest challenge in filming for you?
I mean, I think the uncertainty, it was a constant faith walk, because with a book, I can just sit in a room and control every aspect of it.
Yes.
I can cast it. I can have the weather. I have the sets. I can do whatever I want with it. When you're talking about a movie, everything, absolutely everything, you have no control over.
Yeah.
You can try, but we were doing COVID compliance testing. I mean, the weather can be a factor. We have actors are flying in from LA that are going to be paid no matter what. But if something goes wrong and we can't use them for those 4 days that they're available to us, you lose it. So it was a little overwhelming. It was daunting. And if I looked down, like, it's like a tightrope, right? If I looked down and forgot that God was the net, it was terrifying, actually. And there were moments of that, like, I'm human. But it forced me to continually go back to God and to say, okay, you opened the door for us to do this. We're going to trust you. And we pray daily for wisdom and favor, because I don't have a clue what I'm doing. And I knew I couldn't open doors that only He could open.
Well, I'm sure that he surrounded you with so many wonderful people, including your husband, who believed in this project, and who else were some people that really came around you to make this happen?
Well, funny enough, I mean, it was our whole family. So I remember the day when we had hired this producer who was a local producer who knew the crew in Nashville. And she was young and hadn't done a theatrical feature, but was ready. And she was kind of going over really, this was early on, like, what are things going to cost? Like, where will the budget go? And she said, by the way, you're going to need a line producer. And I said, I'd never heard of that. I said, what's a line producer? And she's giving me a look like you're making a movie and you don't know what a line producer is. She said, this person will handle SAG and they'll handle, the insurance and your payroll and all the things that are technical and need to be perfectly accurate. I said, okay, just a minute. And I walked 25 feet to the office that we have at our house where my sister Trish has been my assistant for 15 years. And I knocked at her door. I said, hey, Trish, Google line producer. I said, you are the line producer. So I said, I'm not writing books for a little while here. I'm going to take a little break and I need you to do this. And she Googled it. She did a great job. Like, we worked with the Tennessee Film Commission. They require multiple audits of your books. She passed everything with flying colors. So how it was possible was family. And my sister Susan was running the Facebook. We have an online book club that's bigger than any author's, like 30,000 people. It's extraordinary. And she started helping with some of the group sales. My husband and one of our sons worked with Crafty and made sure we had the best food so people would be happy on set. And of course, Tyler, our son Tyler, directed it and he was ready for his directorial debut. Austin, one of our other sons, is in the movie. He wanted to audition the right way. He didn't want any gifts and he won the part of Matt. So, I mean, surrounded by family when it was a hard day. And now I have Kelsey and Kyle, my daughter and son-in-law, are the marketing team. They designed the key art, the poster that you see, the main art. And every graphic and website element that we have had to use and are still using, they're doing that or they're working furiously even now. So, having that, it's like it grew us closer together and it made us depend on God together, which even on the hardest days made it worth it.
That's so good. And if you guys want to look at all of the beautiful artwork and everything that Karen is talking about right now, you can go to someonelikeyou.movie. You can find all of the information, trailers, posters, tickets, discussion guide, Bible study. I was looking through, I'm like, you are ready for this. It is a robust list of everything that you could possibly need. And what I love about it is you can go to the film with someone who may not be a Christian or not a strong Christian. You could take anybody to this film, and then you have armed everyone with an opportunity to say, here's some questions that we can talk about. Okay, let's go to dinner afterwards, and here's some questions we can talk about from the film and bring them to Christ if they haven't, or strengthen their relationship with Jesus as well.
Yeah, questions I think are so important. And having those spelled out for people as we get closer to release, we're going to have a little film clip that goes with each of those seven sections. So the Bible study is 20 pages, it goes deep. But then this discussion guide is like a lighter approach, where you might just be a question is like, hey, have you ever had questions about God? We kind of take this someone like you, someone like you might have questions. And what are your questions? Then it becomes relational and conversational as opposed to, kind of, I don't know, hitting them over the head with it. Sometimes you need to be hit over the head, but a lot of times it's got to be through friendship that people will come to turn their eyes off of their problems and the struggles of life and turn them toward a very loving and ready God.
I love that. What are some of your goals of this film? Like, what do you want the takeaways to be?
Well, it's been fun. We haven't done that many advanced screenings. We did one with the Schwimmer Group. We did one at Lakewood. We've done a couple. But we haven't gone around the country doing screenings. But when we do, people come up to me. I mean, several people have come up at different times and said, I just want you to know that I experienced healing while I was watching your film. Which is
So
like,
good.
one woman said her husband had passed. She said, we're only 40. And he passed away a couple months ago. And I couldn't pray. I couldn't. I could. I really. I couldn't worship. I just was like dead to God and all things faith. But watching your movie, healing tears poured down my face, and I left that going, I'm going to be okay. Like I can actually turn my face back to God again. So that I think the biggest thing here is hope that whatever you're going through, you're going to come, you're going to be entertained. It's a love story. I mean, we have, Colby Calais music and, Jesus all in one movie. So it's a great love story to just be entertained, but you're going to walk away feeling a hope you didn't expect to find in a movie. And I pray it just changes culture.
Yes, you're right. Great music. I was like, oh, I know that song. So I pulled up my Shazam. I'm like, what is that song? So I'm like looking to find out what all of the songs are. So I started listening to them again. Great music selection.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful addition to wonderful videography. A beautiful story filled with hope. And I think that that's such an important part of the story is you can walk away feeling hopeful.
Yeah,
So beautiful.
that's everything to me. We actually started a day ago the Share the Hope program for the movie where people can donate a ticket and someone else who might not be able to afford to in these times can grab a ticket and go see it and not miss out just because of money. And we have already in less than 24 hours, we gave away 3,000 free tickets. Now we're gonna start sort of, we can only maybe do a couple hundred a day because we can't sustain that at this point because it's really mainly our family. But people are gonna come alongside, and once they watch the movie, I think they're really gonna be inclined to say, yeah, I'm gonna give another ticket. Like I want someone else to see this and experience the same hope.
So if somebody wants to do that, if they want to provide a ticket for someone else, how do they do that?
Well, the someonelikeyou.movie website now has Share the Hope at the top. So you can easily get a ticket, or you can give a ticket, or you can claim one, as long as there's some to claim. Right now, there isn't, but there will be. Every day, we're going to add more. So it might be a matter of getting there early enough to, when they go live and making sure you get your ticket. But yeah, someonelikeyou.movie, and you can see the trailer, get the Bible study, the group session, all of it there.
I love that. I know that you're passionate about embryo adoption. Is that part of the reason why you chose this book to become a film? Is because you really wanted to get the message out there about embryo adoption?
Well, it's funny, after I wrote the book and it came out in 2020, we began to hear from people who said, oh, yeah, we know about embryo adoption and we're still trying to figure out how to afford one. And they're actually much less expensive as processes go for adoption. It's around $9,000 to do an embryo adoption. And you're getting a very healthy embryo and it gives the mom a chance to experience childbirth where they may not have been able to with a different kind of adoption. So our family runs a foundation called the One Chance Foundation. It was named after a phrase that my dad would always say, and that is that life is not a dress rehearsal. You have just one chance to write the story of your life. So we called it that, the One Chance Foundation. And we have, like, for 20 years been giving out grants to international adoptions and domestic adoptions. But now, after I wrote that book, we started giving out grants to embryo adoptions as well. So it was on my heart, but I think I looked at my books and I said, to put it on the big screen, it has to be different, right? It can't just be a story we've kind of heard before with different names and faces. No one's ever done a story about embryo adoption. Like it's brand new territory. And it allowed me a chance to have a high concept. And also, jet skis and beautiful lake scenes. And I just felt like, yeah, this is a movie we can do for our budget. We had like nothing, our own money. And still, it'll look beautiful. In fact, one a producer from Universal, because we did this all by ourselves, there's no studio, no investors, but he wanted to look at it, see what we had done. So he watched it and he said, Karen, like, this looks like a $30 million movie. And he said, God alone knows how you did this. And I said, you got it. It was God alone.
Yes, it is beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. Tell everyone where all you recorded in. Where did you film?
Yeah, we filmed in the Nashville and Franklin, Tennessee area. In fact, we were the first film company to film at the Nashville Zoo. No one's ever done that. We started that conversation with a hard no. And then, God softened the hearts of the people in charge. Next thing you knew, we were taking over the kangaroo enclosure. So we filmed it in Franklin and in Nashville, Tennessee, and then we went to Smith Lake in Alabama. And that was about a 3-hour drive away, but we found this glass house there. I had found it before we ever filmed the movie. And I thought that I first thought I'd love to take a week and go there. But when we started thinking about movies, it was like, well, Dawson, the architect, has to live in a beautiful home on the water. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, I don't care if I know it's out of state, it's going to cost more, but that was the only option for him and, for his beautiful glass house. So we filmed 1 week in Alabama.
Wow. I just think it's crazy. Like 1 week and you had all of that. You did such a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you. The team was amazing, and I think part of that was they were young. They're still young, like they're young filmmakers, and they had something to prove. Like this was an opportunity to do something more than a short film or a music video. And we did a 1 day shoot, a short film called Ashley and Landon that you can find on YouTube under my Karen Kingsbury Productions YouTube channel. And that was my test. And I thought, if we can make something beautiful in 1 day, then I'm ready. And it went, incredibly well. So then we gathered that team together. And, again, I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but God brought just the right people.
Such a beautiful film. Thank you for joining us. I am just wondering what is next for you.
The crazy thing is, I have about 20 books about the Baxter family. And the Baxters have been, we they filmed 3 seasons. Roma Downey filmed 3 seasons with her lightworkers company with MGM. And then Amazon bought MGM. And all of this time, then for the last 5 years, the Baxters have sat on a shelf, 3 seasons. And I even offered to buy them. I said, I'd get a business loan. Like, let me buy them back. It's my heart, and they're beautiful. And I've seen all 36 episodes for these first 3 seasons, but there was nothing I could do to make the process any different. Again, another reason to make your own movie, because I could control that. But I got word earlier this year that they are airing that on March 28th. So on March 28th, the Baxters come to life worldwide, on Amazon Prime Video. And then 5 days later, someone like you will be in theaters. So only God could have created that timing. It's a little mind-blowing. Super sweet season.
Wow. I'm like getting goosebumps. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was launching at the exact same time. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's crazy.
God is good.
Yeah, see,
Wow.
yeah, and a little secret is that Tyler, who really will be, and he'll end up being known as his for his ability to direct, I believe that, but he has the theme song for the Baxters. It's called Family. And Amazon, like big Amazon, the planet, is doing a lyric video for that song. I really believe everyone is going to know that song pretty soon too. So as a mom, what a sweet, it's a great sweet season for that too, just to be so proud of all my kids and all the things they're doing to help this family business of telling stories that change the world.
So good. So good. Do you have another film that you're going to be working on?
Well, we have had a preliminary meeting, but it depends. We have a couple that would be more in that lower budget range that we could do something, similarly beautiful as to what we have with someone like you. And then we have one that would be kind of in the dream category, called Just Once, that has some World War II flashback scenes. That'll take more money. You don't want to do that wrong. And that'll just depend on everyone getting their tickets to go see someone like you.
Yes, go see someone like you. One of the things that is really important, as anyone who's listening may or may not know, but going April 2nd, buy your tickets now, buy a ticket for someone you love, give a ticket away. I think that's such a great opportunity for people to just be generous with what they do have to bless others. So go ahead and purchase those tickets because that is what determines if these production companies, including Karen Kingsbury, is able to produce even more films. I mean, we love going to films that we can enjoy and we can take our whole family and be happy and feel filled with joy when we watch the film. But it really determines, it's de dependent on if we buy the tickets and if we go to the theaters. And so I just always encourage people, go watch the film in the theater. The day it opens, like opening night, go watch because it really does make a difference in how long they're in theaters and the success of the film. So, thank you so much for being with us, Karen.
Thank you so much, Alita. That is so kind of you. And I appreciate that you're a sweet answer to prayer today. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. What is the most surprising? This is your last question. What
Okay.
was the most surprising part about filming this movie?
As a mom watching Tyler take wing, watching him step into that role as director and just like command a set with 50 to 60 or more people. Watching him be cool, calm, and collected, and yet pray with everyone before he started shooting every day. No matter what time we started, he gathered everyone into a circle and just said a brief prayer and said, "Lord, we invite you into this process. We want to honor you." And the set honored God. Like we said, we didn't want language. We didn't want there to be, just the kind of, backbiting and talking. We wanted it to be a loving set that honored God. And watching him be the manager of that, the leader of that, was just, I loved it. Like, I'll never forget that part. And I think maybe, I guess, just showing up every day and knowing that God was ahead of us. Like, I felt like running toward the Red Sea, unsure of what we were going to get. And God kept parting the water.
So good. Okay, we're all going to go watch the film, Someone Like You, April 2nd. And in the meantime, we're going to purchase our tickets ahead of time. SomeoneLikeYou.movie. Get all of the information. Find some questions. You're going to take your friends out to dinner afterwards. Find some questions you want to talk about afterwards so we can bring the love of Jesus to everyone. Thank you for joining us, Karen.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll do it
All
again.
right. Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening today. Be sure to subscribe to the show and like us. Hey, would you tell a friend about the show? That would really help us out. You can find out more by going to faithfilmfan.com. That's faithfilmfan.com.